her cheeks as rosy and her dimples as enchanting as in the long-ago days when she and Anne Shirley had vowed eternal friendship in the garden at Orchard Slope. In her arms she held a small, sleeping, black-curled creature who for two happy years had been known to the world of Avonlea as Small Anne Cordelia. Avonlea folks knew why Diana had called her Anne, of course, but Avonlea folks were puzzled by the Cordelia. There had never been a Cordelia in the Wright or Barry connections. Mrs. Harmon Andrews said she supposed Diana had found the name in some trashy novel and wondered that Fred hadn't more sense than to allow it. But Diana and Anne smiled at each other. They knew how Small Anne Cordelia had come by her name. "You always hated geometry," said Diana with a retrospective smile. "I should think you'd be real glad to be through with teaching anyhow." "Oh, I've always liked teaching, apart from geometry. These past 3 years in Summerside have been very pleasant ones." Mrs. Harmon Andrews told me when I came home